Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
So what if you're one of the individuals who've had the COVID shot, or maybe you know somebody who has had one of these shots? What do you do? We're going to be talking about that and addressing this issue with our very special guest, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Dr. Zelenko, for those people who've already had one of these COVID shots or a series of them, or know of someone who has, whether they have adverse reactions or not, what do they do? What kind of hope would you give them in terms of addressing the fact that they've already made this decision?
Well, there is hope, but the first thing to do is don't do it again. You know, don't make the same mistake. Learn from your mistakes and move forward. God accepts repentance. I think that's very important because there are people contemplating even taking boosters. Now, so don't do it. Now, if you are vaccinated, then according to world-leading scientists, the antibodies that you have inside you are dangerous, and they're potentially a bomb waiting to detonate. Now, if you understand the nature of the problem, we can then devise approaches that could mitigate the risk. And I have some. So for example, in the first 3 months, since I told you last segment that the main issue is blood clots, well, then the approach should be to take something that will prevent blood clots. So for example, I would suggest either aspirin or NAC, you know, depending of course on your medical situation. Now, but the main issue is from after that, so from 3 months to let's say 3 years, that's when the dreaded antibody-dependent enhancement consequences is really concerning us. And unfortunately, according to Dr. Robert Malone, again, he was the inventor of the delivery technology for the mRNA vaccines, who's saying don't take it. He's reporting that the CDC is seeing the beginnings of potentially ADE already, because the viral loads, viral titers in the noses of vaccinated patients are much higher than those that are unvaccinated. And he, according to him, that is a sign of a potential ADE reaction. So this is very real. And the concern, of course, is in the fall and in the winter when we're all about to be challenged with these viral infections. So my advice is, I consider anyone who's vaccinated, regardless of age, as a 95-year-old nursing home resident. And I would prophylax them with that degree of intensity. So a person who has these antibodies should not get COVID ever. And the only way you're not going to get COVID is not by taking another vaccine, but rather taking antiviral prophylaxis that has been shown to be extremely effective.
So let me clarify what you just said. A person who's had the shots should not get COVID. Are you meaning that they should not get COVID or that they cannot get COVID?
If they get COVID, they'll die.
In other words, they should do everything possible to avoid getting COVID.
And that was a statement that if they get COVID, they potentially will die because of the antibodies produced by the vaccines. Again, that's not me saying that; it's the world expert saying that. So I'm always gonna defer to people that are much more qualified than me. I just have a big mouth, and I really feel like we need to share this information so that people have the counter narrative, and then they have all the information available to them so they can make an informed choice.
So in other words, the people who have the shot ought to do what other people who've not had the shot do, and that is follow the prophylactic treatments that you're talking about or that you actually developed early on.
And build your immune system.
Kind of, but there are different levels of intensity of prophylaxis. And someone who is in the low risk category, I don't recommend prophylaxis. Someone in the moderate risk, I may recommend one of the over-the-counter options. What I'm saying is I'm escalating any patient who has these antibodies produced by the vaccine as a extremely high risk patient, analogous to a 95-year-old nursing home resident.
And that means that I would prophylax them aggressively. I don't care if it's a 10-year-old. That's what I'm trying to say. So I would use the 50 caliber machine gun approach. I would use hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, vitamin C, zinc, and D as a prophylactic approach in vaccinated patients. Idea being that this will prevent them from ever getting it. And if they do get it, God forbid, you have to start treating them with the most aggressive treatment approaches available at a start of a runny nose. And the reason why I say that is because you cannot risk a detonation of these bombs. Now, I would hope that over time, these antibodies would fade in terms of concentration and intensity, and that the risk will decrease. But I can't tell you that because this is all new. But what I could tell you is that the theoretical risk of a genocide exists enough that world-leading Nobel laureates, vaccine inventors of this technology, leaders, former leaders of pharmaceutical industries, and top immunologists around the world are saying, slow down, boy, do not take this stuff. The risks of global death have not been excluded.
So on this particular issue, do you have that information that people can access on your website, which is one I have here, is VladimirZelenko.MD.com?
Yes, and just in terms of, again, you have to stratify, you have to put yourself in the right category. That's the key. Now, a 10-year-old would be in the category of don't do anything. However, a 10-year-old who has been vaccinated, in my opinion, is someone who should be treated like a 95-year-old. And go into the high risk category for prophylaxis.
Wow.
That information is available.
Yes. And we're going to have that website. We have that at our website already at lc.org/vaccine. You can go down to the treatment section and you'll be able to link directly to Dr. Vladimir Zelenko's website. And his direct website is VladimirZelenkoMD.com. But again, you can get to that for your research, and I encourage you to do so at lc.org/vaccine under the treatment section of that page.
May I? I want to say something.
Please.
To your audience, please don't believe me. Do your own research. Take the information. I'm giving you very specific information with names and addresses. Do your own research. Use your powers of logical thinking and analytical thought and deductive reasoning and come to your own conclusions. Don't make the same mistake with me like you did with the government. Don't believe, there's no more blind faith anymore. So I'm not preaching here. I'm just informing you of a counter narrative that I believe to be true. You are responsible for your own decisions. You have free choice, you have consciousness. Do your research and then make the best decision that you feel is right for you and your family.
Well, that is very good advice because right now you have, you know, and we've had periods of history. And we had it during the Nazi Germany time. We had it during the social Darwinian ideology that rejects that you're made in the image of God and that people could simply be eliminated to evolve a better human race. And it was put on steroids by Adolf Hitler. And yet the medical community and all the different communities and even the religious community to some extent just followed the Pied Piper, and they didn't do their own research. And we wonder, why did they do that? And here we are in the 21st century, in 2021, and we're doing the same thing. And so what Dr. Zelenko just said is, do your own research. There's a lot there. Don't go to PolitiFact, and don't go to Snopes to find out whether something is true or false. You're not going to get truth from the front pages of the New York Times. And just because the CDC says it or the NIH says it or even the FDA says it doesn't mean that it's the gospel truth, that you've got to do your own research, and there's a lot of research that's available. Dr. Zelenko, in the last 30 seconds of this particular program, what would you like to say to our listeners? Tomorrow, by the way, we're going to address the issue of the spiritual component that is part of this as well.
Don't live in fear and don't be isolated. Those are the tools that are used to manipulate human behavior into a pattern of self-destruction. And anxiety lives in the psychological space where God is absent. So fill that void with faith.
Turn off the nightly news,
yeah,
right?
Very well said. Yeah. Very well said. Well, our very special guest has been Dr. Vladimir Cerlenko, first developer of therapeutic treatment for COVID. And that is all available on his website, VladimirCerlenkoMD.com. But you can also research that website by going to ours, lc.org/vaccine. I would encourage you to pay specific attention under adverse reactions and personal stories and treatment. Those three alone, spend time. You can spend hours and hours there and do your own research. lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved.